Australian High Court has upheld safe access zone laws in Victoria and Tasmania. Now, the laws prohibit anti-abortion campaigners from protesting within 150 metres of health and fertility clinics. Two people who had been prosecuted in those states claimed they'd been denied their right to freedom of political communication. But the High Court has dismissed their appeals. Adrian Walters is a senior lawyer at the Human Rights Law Centre and joins me now. Welcome.
Thank you.
You made submissions to the court for this case. What does today's ruling mean for women who need abortions or want to access abortions when they enter these clinics?
Today, it's a big win for women's rights today. It means that women no longer need to worry about running a gauntlet of abuse and harassment to access the healthcare they need in Victoria and Tasmania. The court has said that safe access zones serve a really important purpose in terms of protecting women's privacy and safety and dignity, and that they strike the right balance with freedom of expression.
The anti-abortion campaigners said their right to free speech was being stifled, that they have the right to express their political views. And of course, we do live in a community where a range of political views. We may not all agree with them, but we saw it early this week with the vegan protesters or the animal activist protesters. What did the court find in relation to that freedom of speech element of this?
So as I said, the court found that the laws strike the right balance between freedom of expression and a woman's right to see her doctor privately and safely. These are also fundamental rights. Australians do have a right to talk about political matters, and that's a right we hold dear, but that is certainly not a license to harm others with impunity. These laws are reasonable. They only limit harassment and abuse and intimidation within a 150-metre zone around abortion clinics, and the High Court has said that they strike the right balance.
So let's go to how these actual laws work for people who aren't across it in Victoria and Tasmania, because not all states have these exclusion zones. That's the other part of this. Be interesting to see if any would consider it. But it's 150 metres, right? So what used to happen? Why did these laws come in?
What used to happen was that women and clinic staff were routinely harassed outside clinics. They were shouted at. They were followed getting out of their cars or getting out of the tram. They had graphic images of dismembered fetuses shoved in their face. There were stories of children being told that their mother is a murderer because of what she's doing. There were times when anti-abortion protests have also become violent, and we've seen an assault in New South Wales. And in 2001, we saw the really tragic murder of a security guard. So the behaviour that was going on was unacceptable, and that's why the Victorian government acted in 2016 and put safe access zones in place. So they serve a really, really important purpose, and the High Court has affirmed that. And as you said, they're not in place all over Australia.
Yeah, what's the national story? I mean, we're a national show. Okay, that's the Victorian situation. How does it work across the country?
So the really good news is that six states and territories have put safe access zones in place because they've recognised that it's completely unacceptable for someone to have to forego their privacy and safety to get the healthcare they need. But WA and South Australia are both lagging behind. They haven't put in place safe access zones, and there's no excuse now. They need to act, and they need to put safe access zones in place.
Well, yeah, I suppose now this High Court ruling sort of changes the stakes, doesn't it? It changes the game because it really clarifies what you can do in this space. Are there activists actively pushing for this, and are there politicians considering those options in those states?
Of course, women's organisations have been pushing for safe access zones for years. In Western Australia, the government has committed to a discussion paper and has been waiting for the High Court decision. And I think the High Court decision comes across pretty loud and clear that safe access zones have a really important purpose. It's about protecting women's safety when accessing healthcare, and they need to act really quickly to put them in place. And particularly because we know right now that there are anti-abortionists who are harassing women, are stopping their cars, are trying to shove rosary beads into their windows and medically misleading information into their faces in the lead up to Easter. So this is happening now, and it needs to stop.
This is a question without notice, and I don't know if you know about it, but I do think it's relevant. Today there's been this story that at the Peter Mac Cancer Hospital in Melbourne, in Carlton in Melbourne, there have been also flyers and people going in talking about the assisted dying laws, people who are opposed to those. Many people going into that hospital being concerned that they've been given these materials. Is there a case, in your view, for these laws to be expanded to other areas, like, for instance, in terms of safe access zones, issues like this, assisted dying?
Well, safe access zones are about making sure people aren't harassed, aren't harmed or left to feel unsafe when they're accessing the healthcare they need. No one should be harassed when acting on a really personal decision about a health or a life matter. The Victorian government has put in place laws that allow people to die with dignity. And if there is harassment that takes place outside those services, then the government needs to be looking at whether safe access zones should be put in place.
Yeah, well, I think when you're accessing health, it's the time when you least need people to come and talk to you about any of their ideas.
Yeah, we're talking about really personal and private medical decisions. It's not the business of strangers.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Adrienne Walters is from the Human Rights Law Centre.